nice funky groove right there. I call it jazz, but there's a bigger question. What is jazz? Maybe one of the few questions pondered in the documentary Icons Among Us, Jazz in the Present Tense. Our reviewer on this edition of Jazz on Film is Matthew Goldwasser.
Good morning, gents. Yeah, this is a terrific film. Originally aired on the Documentary Film Channel as a four-part, four-plus-hour series, but edited down into a 90-minute DVD with fantastic musical extras of live performances. And for anybody who's pondered that question, what is jazz? What should it be about? Who's happening? Who's happening now? This is a film you'll want to see. It is full of poignant and thoughtful remarks from a diverse array of musicians. And we'll leave you wanting to sit down with somebody and talk more about what you saw, because it's that deep.
Icons Among Us, Jazz in the Present Tense, came out a few years ago, as you said, on the Documentary Film Channel. They didn't shy from some of these thorny questions that we have all the time here. What is jazz? That's jazz. That's not.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the musicians in the film really offer some penetrating thought into it. They contemplate that, do I want to be a part of something that excludes other people? Is that really what we're about? The saxophonist Skerrick has a wonderful little metaphor about that. He says, you will go to Home Depot and you will only shop in aisle 14. He said, but wait a second, there's like 30, 40 aisles of, in that store. Mm-hmm. There's so much music out there right now that to limit ourselves is to deprive ourselves.
Let's go to a clip. This from the documentary Icons Among Us, Jazz in the Present Tense.
I mean, the words are always smaller than whatever it is you're trying to describe. And for me, jazz is like infinite. It's always been about some kind of mystery or some, historically, how it's part of it, of the nature of it, is that it changes, or it's something happens that you can't.
There's a movement about of some young guys that's kind of like the quietest revolution in jazz I've ever heard in my life. And it's amazing because they're a group of young musicians who definitely have vision.
Terrence Blanchard, preceded by Bill Frisell, grasping for words.
No, it was Dave Douglas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, grasping for words as to what is jazz? Carlos, tell us.
Look, you can boil it right down to a real simple thing. People just sometimes say, if you have to ask, then that's fine. We can open up a conversation about it. But the whole point is that you shouldn't have to ask. It just has to be.
Wow.
You know? I mean, you listen to it, and, there really is no no boundaries in a lot of ways. Right, Matthew?
Yes. Let us not give you the false impression that this is just a bunch of musicians talking. There's absolutely terrific music.
Important.
On this live music, Esperanza Spalding live at Newport, Brian Blade Fellowship Band, Roy Hargrove, Russell Gunn, the list goes on and on and on, and all playing fantastic tunes.
We are going to post your essay of the review of this film, Icons Among Us, Jazz in the Present Tense. But quite a few voices, as you said, trying to put a handle on jazz, where it is, where it should go.
Yeah.
And where it's been.
Mm-hmm. And somehow of where it's been.
Yeah, well, there are a whole lot of messages in this film, and too many that I could put in a 1,000-plus-word essay. But if you'll indulge me, let me just share one with you, and that is that in jazz, it doesn't matter what a person's race or gender or social class, or even if you can see, what matters is, can you listen and can you play? And in that sense, playing jazz is like creating the ideal of a democracy where everybody can be themselves and yet are working towards a common goal and something for the greater good. And so for the listener, you know, it's sometimes jazz is hard to get behind and understand because it's got a complicated philosophy. But I think that's only complicated in the sense that it's in comparison to all the simplistic music that's out there that doesn't require much from the listener.
Got it.
You know?
Which can be good as well, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not to put down any other forms of music.
Right. Right.
But, you know, here in Western music, we're operating with a 12-note chromatic scale, and there are infinite possibilities within those 12 notes, and this film takes you inside those 12 notes and the people who care deeply about what that means.
Matthew Goldwasser, reviewing Icons Among Us, Jazz in the Present Tense. What did you pick to go out on?
We're gonna close out from the Israeli bassist Avishai Cohen. We actually heard a little sample of that in the film clip. Here he is with his trio doing a track from an album from a few years back.
Gently Disturbed.
Yeah. The track
Perfect,
The track we're going to hear is called
Pinsen Kinsen.
Pinsen Kinsen.
Pinsen Kinsen.